Welcome back, listeners, to Sandman Stories Presents, a folklore podcast where I read you to sleep or until the next story. I'm your host, Dustin. And today we are back in the book of Creole folklore, collected by Alcee Fortier. Today I'll be reading three stories. In the first, Mr. Monkey wants to get married, but his friend is a hater. In the second, a tortoise turns to stone. And in the third one, Brother Hyena learns that you don't go around telling everyone that you had eggs for breakfast. Okay, let's begin. Mr. Monkey, the Bridegroom. There was a monkey which fell in love with a beautiful young girl. He dressed as a man and went to call on her. He was so well received that one day he took his best friend with him to see his lady love. The young girl's father asked Mr. Monkey's friend some questions about his daughter's lover. The friend said that Mr. Monkey was good and rich, but there was a secret about him. The father wanted to know the secret, but the friend said he would tell him another day. Mr. Monkey was finally engaged to the young lady, and on the night of the wedding, he invited his friend to the supper. The latter was jealous of Mr. Monkey, and at the end of the supper, he began to sing. This was a song that made all monkeys dance, whether they wished to or not. So Mr. Monkey looked at his friend and beckoned him to stop singing. He continued, however, to sing, and all at once Mr. Monkey got up and began to dance. He jumped about so wildly that his tail came out of his clothes, and everyone saw that he was a monkey. The father understood the secret and beat him dreadfully. His friend, however, ran off, dancing and singing. The end. Okay, and story number two, the tortoise. A gentleman who was living on the banks of a bayou caught a large tortoise and went immediately to invite some friends to take dinner with him. His little boy, in his absence, went to the cage where the tortoise was, and the latter began to whistle.
"How well you whistle," said the child.
"Oh, that is nothing. Open the cage and you will see."
The boy opened the cage, and the tortoise whistled better than ever. The boy was delighted.
"Put me down on the floor and you will see," said the tortoise. The boy did so, and the tortoise danced and sang.
"Oh, how well you dance and sing," said the boy.
"Put me on the bank of the bayou and you will see," said the tortoise. The boy took her to the bayou, and the tortoise danced and sang. All at once, she disappeared in the water, and the boy began to cry. The tortoise rose in the middle of the bayou and said, "Learn not to trust hereafter people whom you do not know." The boy was afraid of his father and put a large flat stone in the cage. The cook, thinking it was the tortoise, put the stone into the kettle. She was astonished to see it remain hard so long, and she called her master's attention to it. He ordered the tortoise be put up on the table, and he took his table knife to cut it. It was in vain. He took the carving knife. In vain. He took the hatchet. In vain. He took the axe. He broke the dish as the table, but the tortoise remained intact. When then he saw it was a stone. And to this day, he has not understood how his tortoise was changed into a stone. The end. Okay, and story number three, Brother Hyena, Brother Rabbit, and the Bird's Eggs. Brother Hyena and Brother Rabbit were neighbors. One day, Brother Hyena said to himself that he wished to see what Brother Rabbit was cooking every evening in his cabin. He went to Brother Rabbit's cabin and saw a big kettle on the fire.
"Oh, what a toothache I have, Brother Rabbit. What do you have in that kettle?"
"It is not your business, Brother Hyena."
"What smells so good in that kettle, Brother Rabbit? Oh, what a toothache I have."
"It is bird's eggs, Brother Hyena. Don't bother me."
Oh, what a toothache I have. Let me taste what you have there. It will cure me.
Brother Rabbit gave him a few eggs, and Brother Hyena found them so good that he wished to know where they were to be found. Brother Rabbit told him that he would take him the next day. Brother Hyena went home and told his mother that he had a splendid supper at Brother Rabbit's. His mother told him to open his mouth so that she might smell what it was that he had eaten. Then she took a small piece of wood and scraped off the teeth of Brother Hyena the small pieces of eggs that remained there.
"Oh, how good it is," she said. "You must get me some."
Brother Hyena went early the next morning with Brother Rabbit, who showed him where the eggs were and told him not to take more than one from each nest because the birds would perceive it. Brother Hyena, however, as soon as Rabbit was gone, took all the eggs from every nest. When the birds returned and saw that all the eggs had been stolen, they were furious and formed a plan to avenge themselves. There was in the woods a bayou, which was the only place where animals could drink. The birds placed themselves around the bayou and saw an ox coming. "Brother Cow, was it you who ate our eggs?"
"No, my friends, I eat nothing but grass."
The horse said he ate nothing but hay. Brother Rabbit said that he ate nothing but carrots and lettuce. But when they questioned Brother Hyena, he replied foolishly,
"Yes, it is I who ate your eggs."
No sooner had he spoken when the birds fell upon him. They put out his eyes and nearly tore him to pieces.
The end.
The first story made me laugh out loud the first time I read it. Mr. Monkey getting blocked by his friend by making him do a dance was pretty funny. The second one I really liked because the tortoise was able to outsmart the kid. And the third story is a great example of knowing when to keep your big mouth shut. I was a little grossed out by picking the eggs out of the teeth, but hey, that's how the story goes. I'm looking forward to more stories from this book. And the podcast shout-out is to The Strange Animals with Kate Shaw. This is a really good, short podcast, usually around 8 to 10 minutes, and it covers an animal or a group of animals or a new discovery. Kate Shaw not only does the research and everything for the podcast, but she's also written a couple of books, one on lesser-known but very cool animals, and two fiction books. And if you like her show as much as I do, go and give her a listen, a rating, and a review. And the listener shout-out is to Cairo, Egypt. I was first introduced to the cool alleyways and packed city of Cairo in the books by Naguib Mahfouz. Then one of my favorite MCs, One Below, half of the group Binary Star, moved his family out there, and I've kept up with his Instagram and his music. It looks like an awesome city, and I would love to smoke the narghila and have a cup of coffee with him while watching people pass by. And so to my listeners from Masri, especially Cairo, I say, Alef Shukran. Wa tisbal khair. Thank you, and good night.